بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: إنما الأعمال بالنية، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us ummati of the last Nabi, having the last Shariat. Today we are on lesson number 27. In lesson number 26, we began discussing a very simple basic principle, that is that everything that is attached to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is blessed. Everything linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is sanctioned, is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His birthplace, chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The tribe from which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The people from amongst whom he came, the Arabs, chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything linked to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been chosen, approved by, loved by, sanctioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His progeny, I've explained, from Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam meaning the righteous one, the pious one. From there to Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. Hazrat Ismail meaning the dua of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Coming down before the advent of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Nabi, the Rasul, the Prophet, before Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, Isa meaning the one who comes to see and judge and analyze, and the one who comes to witness and observe whether it is ripe for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether the environment is ready to receive Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes amongst the Arabs. Arab meaning the literate ones, the scholarly ones, the learned ones. Whereas Ajami means the illiterate ones. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came amongst the Arabs. And he came to Makkatul Mukarramah, the central focal headquarters of the entire world. Geographically speaking, that it is the centralmost portion of the earth, from where celestial light of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the universal message of Islam, can spread equidistance east, west, north, south to the entire surface of the earth, and no person can say that he is too far from Makkatul Mukarramah, because a person, he can receive the spiritual rays and the message of Islam from a central point, Makkatul Mukarramah. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam was born, I told you, in the Quraysh, meaning those people or the land or that area which cannot be moved or does not have the potentiality of movement. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with a message that cannot be moved. It is steadfast and valid, correct to be adhered to. The Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was from the Banu Hashim, not from any other tribe there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come from the Banu Hashim. And Hashim, the scholars of Islam explained to us, it means the one who dips the bread in simple curry and feeds it to others. Applying this word, we realize it means and refers to generous people, hospitable people. First of all, we know that the Arabs are generally generous and hospitable nation. And the Banu Hashim especially, they were most generous and most hospitable. And just as this word means to dip the bread in simple curry and distribute it and feed the others, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came with such a message which is generous and which is to be fed to the people of the entire world. He came with a message for the entire world, for the universe, for all mankind. So it is like feeding the people with a pure, pristine, divine, wholesome message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Islam, Tawheed, Risalat, Akhirat, belief in the unseen, belief in the Jannat, the Paradise, belief in the Jahannam, Hell. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is most generous because he has come with such a message that will deliver mankind from hellfire to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has come with a message with generosity and mercy to deliver mankind from the fires of Jahannam to the pleasure and the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Jannah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no better thing than the generosity of message, the message of salvation, the message that will save mankind from darkness and bring mankind into light, the message that will save mankind from falsehood and bring mankind to truthfulness. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came to the Banu Hashim, and this word denotes generosity from every angle. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandfather was Abdul Muttalib, and Abdul Muttalib was a trustee and a caretaker. He was the custodian of the Kaaba. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came from that progeny which was the custodian of the Kaaba. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the custodian, he's the trustee of the entire universe, entire world. His grandfather, his trusteeship and his custodianship was limited to the Kaaba. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came with a message that has made him the custodian and welfare taker and a caretaker and a trustee of the entire world. By his message, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become the custodian of the world. Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had 12 sons. And these sons had various names. For example, Abdul Shams, Abdul Manat, Uzza, Haris, But, Lat, Nawfal, Abbas, Hamza, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father's name, Abdullah. Now Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was born having the father Abdullah, and Abdullah means servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we look at all the other names of the uncles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abdul Shams, the one who is worshipping the sun, Abdul Manat, Manat, Uzza, Lat, these were idols, super idols of the Arabs at that time. Abdul Manat, Abdul Shams. Now Abdul Manat was actually Abdul Talib's name. Abdul Uzza actually Abu Lahab's name. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was not born having the father of Abdul Shams or Abdul Manat or Abdul Uzza or Abdul Lat, because the people will say later that he was born and his father's name was servant of Lat or servant of the sun or servant of Manat or servant of Uzza. These were idols. If he was born having one of them as his father, then the people will say that how can he come to destroy idol worship, or how can he come to take out man from idol worship to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he was born and his father's name was worshipper of the sun or worshipper of the idol Lat or Manat. One of his uncle's name was Haris. Haris meaning agriculturist or farmer. And another uncle's name was Nawfal. Nawfal meaning hard ground. Another uncle of his was called Abbas. Abbas meaning a lengthy piece of land. Another uncle of his name was Hamza. Hamza meaning a sandy area, an area which has got many pebbles. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the father of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name Abdullah, servant of Allah. Why? Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's father's name is servant of Allah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest servant of Allah. So father's name servant of Allah, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the greatest bondsman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who is going to come with the message of Islam for the people to become servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is basically Islam, that we submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We submit our desires to the injunctions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A servant, he adheres and conforms to the will of his master. A servant, he adheres to the regulations and the rules which have been outlined by the master. And Islam wants us to become servants. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the greatest servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his father's name, Abdullah, servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the message of Islam calling towards that we become true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And moreover, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother's name was Amina, and she passed away at a place called Abwa, few miles away from Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was taken by his mother Amina, who took him to show him Madinatul Munawwara, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam learned how to swim there in Madinatul Munawwara. And her sisters' names, that means the aunties of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one was Khansa, meaning ugly, and one was Harba, meaning always fighting. One was Lahba, long nose. But Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother's name was Amina, and Amina's sisters, as I mentioned to you, she had three sisters, and their names, one was Harba, always fighting. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother's name, Amina, meaning peace, tranquility. Not Harba, but to be fighting, always fighting, or quarrelsome, or Lahba, having a long nose. Otherwise the people should have said, see, that the mother of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, her name does not have a good meaning. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother's name, Amina, meaning peaceful, tranquility, trustworthy. Why? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has come with a message of peace. That is Al-Islam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself is trustworthy, his mother is trustworthy, to such an extent that the kuffar and the mushrikeen of Makkatul Mukarramah, although they did not agree with the message of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although they did not agree with the call of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they left their valuables with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We get a incident and story that when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to leave Makkatul Mukarramah and proceed to Madinatul Munawwara, then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he left all the valuables and goods of trust to Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he instructed Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu that tomorrow when the people come for their merchandise, their goods and their valuables, return it to them. So Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, most trustworthy, and his mother trustworthy, Amina, a lady of peace, a lady of tranquility, a lady having the quality of trustworthiness. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we read in history that when there was a dispute concerning who is going to put the Hajar Aswad in its place, this was after the reconstruction of the Kaaba during the lifetime of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the various tribes which participated in constructing the Kaaba, they had a dispute that who is going to insert the Hajar Aswad. So they decided that the first one coming into the haram the next morning must decide who is going to put the Hajar Aswad in its place. Meanwhile, those who were strong-headed and adamant on fighting had dipped their hands, their fingers in bowls of blood, which meant and symbolized that they are going to fight if their tribe is not chosen to insert the Hajar Aswad in its place. Next morning, to their awaitment, Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, and all of them with one voice stated, "Here comes Al-Amin, As-Sadiq, the trustworthy one, the one who does not speak lies, the truthful one." And they gave him the responsibility to decide who is going to put the Hajar Aswad in its place. We know what happened subsequently, but the point I'm trying to prove here, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by his enemies even, he was classified trustworthy, he was classified truthful. Why? Because all that is around him, his mother has been classified Amina, trustworthy, the one who is truthful, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the message of truth, of purity, divinity, and shunning lies and deception. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from, his mother came from the tribe of Banu Zuhra. Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, mother of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she came from the tribe of Banu Zuhra. And Banu Zuhra means, Zuhra means freshness or wet. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he came with a message which had freshness in it. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with a message of Islam to revitalize the dying generation at that time, and for any person who is spiritually dead and accepts Islam, then he will be revitalized, because he will be removed from darkness into brightness of Islam. Zahra meaning freshness and wetness, and where the soil is wet, it is fertile. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has come with a message which will create fertility and produce results and produce leaders which will have proper qualities of leadership. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come with a fresh message of tawheed against idolism, shirk, ascribing partners unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see from this that everything that is attached to him, attached around him, has been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His mother, his mother's name, his mother's progeny and his mother's tribe. His father, his father's name, contrary to his uncle's name. And all those things which are attached around Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, revered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to respect everything that has been attached to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the next lesson, we intend to explain why Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been called Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.